I have a car. He has a bike. She has got a cat. They have a big farm on the outskirts of the city. He has a big house. Raghav has a beautiful watch. She has got a beautiful watch. So, here what we are doing is, we are using has or has got and have or have got to denote possession. To talk about situations where someone owns something. So, suppose I own a red jacket. So, I have a red jacket or I have got a red jacket. Sudhir has got a red jacket. Sushil has got a red jacket. They have got red jackets. You also use has got or has to talk about certain characteristics. So, she has got blue eyes. Sunil has got an intelligent brain. Hema has got beautiful skin. Let's take a look at some more examples. He has got two sisters. This car has got five wheels. Sudhir has got a bicycle. Sanjeev has a camera. This camera has a 90x zoom. I have got an umbrella. They have got umbrellas. I have three brothers and two sisters. So what we are seeing is that we use has or has got or have got to denote possession and also to denote certain characteristics. He has got curly hair or he has got straight hair. Or he has got grey hair. We are talking about characteristics. He has got a blue car. He has got a red car. He has got a black car. We are talking about possessions. We also use has got or have got to talk about certain diseases or certain medical conditions. So for example, he has got a headache. Or Sudhir has got a backache. Or Sanjeev has a stomachache. In summary, we use has got or have got to talk about possessions, as in he has got a car, to talk about characteristics, he has got straight hair, and to talk about certain diseases, he has got bronchitis.